Let's turn now to another prophecy, Isaiah 11.
अब आपको अगर मानी मत जाऊँ यशया 11 में.
Verses 6 through 8.
Tadiki 8 padharasama.
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the ass. The weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. 6 through 9.
यसै 11 को 6 देखि 9. अनि ब्वाँसो भेडाको पाठासँग बस्नेछ, अनि चितुवा बाख्राको पाठासँग लेख्नेछ, अनि बाछा जवान सिंह र पालेको पशु एक साथ बस्नेछन्, अनि एउटा सानो केटाले तिनीहरूलाई डोर्याउनेछ, अनि गाई र भालु सँगै चढ्नेछन्, तिनीहरूका बच्चाहरू एक साथ लेख्नेछन्, अनि सिंहले गोरुले झैँ पराल खानेछ, दुध चुस्ने बच्चा साँधे साँपको दुलाको छेउमा खेल्नेछ, अनि दुध छिराइएको बालकले बिखालु साँपको बिलमा हात हाल्नेछ. मेरो सम्पूर्ण पवित्र पर्वतमा तिनीहरूले न हानि गर्नेछन् न नाश गर्नेछन्, किनकि जसरी पानीले समुद्रलाई ढाकेको हुन्छ त्यसरी नै पृथ्वी परम प्रभुको ज्ञानले भरपूर हुनेछ.
अनि
10 पद पनि अब पढौँ. अनि त्यस दिन यीशाईको एउटा जरा हुनेछ, जो जाति जातिका मानिसहरूका निम्ति एउटा झण्डाको रूपमा खडा हुनेछ, अन्य जातिहरूले उहाँलाई खोज्नेछन्.
In Christ's kingdom, there will be peace in the animal kingdom.
ख्रीष्टको राज्यमा पशु जगतमा पनि शान्ति आउनेछ.
Every year, 50,000 people die by snake bites.
प्रत्येक वर्ष 50,000 मानिस सर्पको टोकाइले मर्छन्.
But 750,000 die from mosquitoes.
तर झन 750,000 मानिसहरू लामखुट्टेकोले टोकाइले मर्छन्.
Most dangerous animal is the mosquito.
सबैभन्दा डरलाग्दो जनावर भनेको चाहिँ त्यो सानो लामखुट्टे हो.
Men have longed for this paradise to come.
मानिसहरूले यो स्वर्ग देश फेरि आओस् भनेर उनीहरूले लामो समयदेखि प्रतीक्षा गरिरहेका छन्.
From the time of Adam.
आदमको समयदेखि.
And they tried to build this kingdom on earth.
अनि यस राज्यलाई पृथ्वीमा पुनर्निर्माण गर्न खोजेका छन्.
But no one could build it.
तर कसैले पनि यो निर्माण गर्न सक्दैन.
Because the world is under God's judgment.
किनभने यो संसार परमेश्वरको न्यायको मुनि रहेको छ.
And that's why the animals are that's why the animals are not at peace with man. God made the animals for man. God did not make the lion to eat man. Last year I went to South Africa. And we went to a big park.
I went to
two big parks. And one was like a zoo. It was a lion park.
Park.
And they let the lions roam around. And you can get in an automobile and drive and look at them. And so one American went there. 2 years ago. And she was in the automobile looking at the lion. And the zoo governor said, you must be careful. Don't roll your window down. But those lions look so peaceful.
They
just look like big cats,
kitty
cats. So she rolled the window down. Some females, some males, some babies there. So she's taking photographs. And the female got up, came in her direction. She kept taking photos. She got closer. She kept taking photos. And that lion leaped and grabbed her and killed her.
And just as he singled the truth to pay the same slice and samadhyo, the turn the mind.
But in the beginning, that was not God's will.
But a suit of my thing, but Mishoko, you're the name of the king.
Man should be the king of the world.
Man is named from Sarke Rajan.
And all the creation should be under his control.
And he's subway, Trishti, saying, Uske Nyantran Muni.
But it's not like that today.
But as it is to say now.
Because of man's sin.
You say man is to pap le garda ho.
And so God is going to restore the situation to the like it was in the beginning.
And permission is saying, you put it like saying, paila ko isthiti ma feri farkaera leoni wala huncha.
Animals will not be dangerous.
Pashu haru khatra hune chaina.
There will be no violent storms.
Yeah, darlagdo. There
will be no
earthquake.
And the world will be at peace.
Samsar mein shanti huncha.
When man gets right with God, then the world will be right with man.
Jab manche parmeshwar sita thik sambandh ma aune cha, tab sansar pani manche sita thik sambandh ma aune cha.
And the knowledge of God will cover the whole earth.
Ani parmeshwar ko gyan chai sara prithvi bhari nai bharpur hune cha.
That'll be a wonderful time. Deep knowledge. It says the knowledge of the Lord as the, shall cover the earth. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
And
in the sea you have shallow areas and you have deep areas. And the knowledge of God will be like that. In some places deeper than others. The deepest place will be Israel. But every place will have the knowledge, some knowledge of God. And in that day, the in Gentiles will trust in Christ.
And Christ ma bishwas garne chan.
Verse 10.
Das padma.
There shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people.
And it has been Yishai ko yota zara hune cha, jo jati jati ka manishar ka niti yota jhanda ko roop ma khada hune cha.
The root of Jesse is Jesus.
Yishai ko zara Yeshu hunuhuncha.
Jesse was the father of David.
Yishai Daud ka bua thie.
To David's seed is the kingdom is promised.
Ani Daud kei bangshalai nai rajya pratigya garieko ho.
Jesus is the root of Jesse.
Yeshu Yishai ko zara hunuhuncha.
The root is the beginning.
Zara bhannale shuruat bhanne bujhinchha.
If you have a plant, the root is where it starts.
Birwa chha bhane tesko shuruat hune jara bata ho.
The root forms the rest of the plant.
Jara le nai sampurna baki bot lai nirman garcha.
Jesus is Jesse's God.
Yeshu Yishai ko parmeshwar hunuhuncha.
He's Jesse's creator.
Kinabhane waha Yishai ko srishtikarta.
But he's also Jesse's son.
Tar arko tira waha Yishai ko chhora pani
hunuhuncha. Through David.
Daud marfat kyo bhayo.
Because Jesus is God and man.
Kinabhane Yeshu duwai parmeshwar ani manish hunuhuncha.
He's the root of Jesse. He's also the branch of Jesse, verse 1.
Waha Yishai ko zara hunuhuncha. Tara waha chai Yishai ko haga pani hunuhuncha.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
जुन कुरा 11 को एकमा छ अनि यिसाईको ठुटाबाट एउटा टुसा निस्कनेछ अनि तिनका जराहरूबाट एउटा हाँगा फलाउनेछ.
Jesus is the root and the branch.
यिसाई दुवै जरा अनि हाँगा हुनुहुन्छ.
And that is the mystery of the virgin birth.
अनि यो चाहिँ उहाँको कन्याबाटको जन्मको रहस्य हो.
He is God and man.
उहाँ दुवै परमेश्वर र मानिस एकैमा
हुनुहुन्छ. Isaiah 7:14 He is God with us. And the knowledge of Him is salvation. And even then, the gospel will be preached. God loves to save. That's His greatest desire. He is the judge. But He wants to save. And so the gospel has been preached for 2,000 years. It will be preached again in the tribulation time. By the Jews. It will be preached again in the kingdom. Because God loves to save. But man must come and believe. The sign, a flag. The flag will be Jesus.
त्यो झण्डा त्यो चिन्ह त्यो चाहिँ येशू हुनुहुन्छ.
The flag will be the gospel.
त्यो झण्डा चाहिँ सुसमाचार हो.
That's the flag we hold up today.
आज हामीले उठाउने झण्डा यही हो.
And we call people to come to that flag.
हामी यो झण्डा उठाएर भन्छौँ यहाँ झण्डाको नजिक.
Leave the other flag.
अरू झण्डाहरू छोडिदेऊ.
Leave the false religions. Turn to this flag.
झुट्टा धर्महरू छोडिदेऊ र यो झण्डातर्फ फर्क.
This is Christ. But in that day, the Gentiles will seek Him, the Bible says. The time of great salvation. And His rest will be glorious, verse
10.
His rest is glory. He gives eternal rest. And you never have to fear a judgment again when you're saved.
तपाईँले मुक्ति पाएपछि कहिले तपाईँ डराउनु पर्दैन म न्यायमा पर्ला कि भनेर.
उहाँको
विश्राम महिमा पूर्ण छ.
He gives complete forgiveness of sin.
उहाँले पापहरूको पूर्ण क्षमा दिनुहुन्छ.
And eternal life.
अनि आनन्द जीवन दिनुहुन्छ.
And more.
अनि धन बढी दिनुहुन्छ.
He adopts us as children of God.
उहाँले त परमेश्वरको सन्तानको रूपमा हामीलाई धर्मपुत्र
स्पिरिट that we might have comfort and wisdom.
उहाँले हामीलाई आफ्नो आत्मा दिनुहुन्छ ताकि हामीलाई सान्त्वना र हामीसँग बुद्धि होस् भनेर.
The comforter is the believer's help in every situation.
शान्तिदाता पवित्र आत्मा नै विश्वासको सबै परिस्थितिहरूमा उसलाई सान्त्वना दिने व्यक्ति.
His rest will be glorious, and it is glorious now.
साथै उहाँको विश्राम स्थल महिमापूर्ण हुनेछ. अहिले नै महिमापूर्ण छ.
Many prophecies describe the turning of the Gentiles to Jesus in that day.
त्यो दिन अन्य जातिहरू येशु ख्रीष्टमा फर्की आउनेछन् भन्ने कुराको बयान धेरैवटा भविष्यवाणीहरूले गरेको छ.
Such as Jeremiah 16.
जस्तो कि यर्मिया 16 अध्याय.
In Jeremiah 16 verses 19 and 20.
यर्मिया 16 19 र 20.
O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods?
यर्मिया 16 19-20. हे परम प्रभु मेरो बल मेरो किल्ला र संकष्टको दिनमा मेरो शरण स्थान पृथ्वीका छेउछेउबाट अन्य जातिहरू तपाईँका आएर भन्नेछन् निश्चय हाम्रा पिता पुर्खाहरू झुट व्यर्थता र यस्ता कुराहरूका हकदार भए जसबाट कुनै फाइदा छैन के मानिसले आफ्ना निम्ति देउताहरू बनाओस् तर ती ईश्वरहरू नै होइनन् यो कुरा भनेको
Turn your back on the false way.
Turn
your back on the false gods. I did that when I was 23 years old. and to turn to the true God. And Jeremiah says the Gentiles will come from the end of the earth.
And they're
doing that today.
70
years ago there were no believers in Nepal.
That
we know of. Now there are many. Even from Nepal, from the ends of the earth. But God will do the same, will also save Gentiles in the kingdom.
त्यसै गरी परमेश्वरले राज्यमा पनि अन्य जातिहरूबाट उहाँले बचाउनुहुनेछ.
His God is a God of love.
किनभने परमेश्वर प्रेमको परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
What he desires is to save people.
उहाँको इच्छा यस्तो छ, उहाँ मानिसहरूलाई बचाउन चाहनुहुन्छ.
He's not a hard man.
उहाँ कठोर मानिस हुनुहुन्न.
He's very kind.
उहाँ ज्यादै दयालु हुनुहुन्छ.
Who's God? Jesus is God.
परमेश्वर को हुनुहुन्छ? येशु हुनुहुन्छ.
Let's look at another prophecy. Isaiah
35.
Verses 1 through 7. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly, and shall rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God.
Verses 1 through 7. त्यो प्रशस्त गरी खुल्नेछ र आनन्द मनाउँदै र गीत गाउँदै रमाउनेछ. त्यसलाई लेबनानको महिमा, कर्मेल र सारोनको सर्वश्रेष्ठता दिइनेछ. तिनीहरूले परम प्रभुको महिमा, हाम्रा परमेश्वरको सर्वश्रेष्ठता देख्नेछन्. कमजोर हातहरू बलिया बनाओ, दुर्बल घुँडाहरू स्थिर पार. डराउने हृदय भएकाहरूलाई भन, बलिया हो, नडराओ. हेर, तिमीहरूको परमेश्वर बदला लिएर परमेश्वर प्रतिफल लिएर आउनुहुनेछ. उहाँ आउनुहुनेछ र तिमीहरूलाई बचाउनुहुनेछ. तब अन्धहरूका आँखाहरू खोलिनेछन् र बहिराहरूका कानहरू खोलिनेछन्. तब लङ्गडा मृग नै उफ्रिनेछ र गुङ्गाको जिब्रोले गाउनेछ. किनकि राजस्थानमा पानी र मरुभूमिमा खोलाहरू फुटेर निस्कनेछन्, अनि खरिएको जमिन तलाव र तिर्खाएको भूमि पानीका धाराहरू बन्नेछन्. श्यालहरूको बासस्थानमा जहाँ तिनीहरू हरेक विश्राम लिन्छन्, निगालो र नर्कटको साथ घाँस हुनेछ.
Okay, so we see that the wilderness will blossom.
त्यसैले हामीले देख्छौँ सुधारस्थान फुलहरू फुलेर.
The weather will be perfect.
Mausam siddha hunecha.
Lebanon is in Carmel, or in the north of Israel.
Lebanon bhaneko chain, athawa Carmel bhaneko chain, Israel ko uttar patti parcha.
Why did you talk about that?
Kina tyasko kura gardaichha?
Because that's the most beautiful part of Israel.
Kina Israel ko sabaibhanda sundar thau nai tyahi ho.
And that is where the rains come. The south of Israel is desert. But in the north there is rain and there are trees and there are beautiful
cedars.
And there they can grow crops easily. And he's saying, and it was much more beautiful in the past.
अनि यहाँ भन्दैछ विगतमा ज्यादै सुन्दर थियो अहिले भन्दा भनेर.
And I'll say this day, that must have been very beautiful.
यसैको दिनमा त त्यो ज्यादै सुन्दर थियो भन्ने.
So he's saying that all of Israel will be like that.
अनि उसले बयान के गर्दैछ भने सारा इज्राइल नै त्यस्तो हुनेछ.
But today it's mostly desert.
तर आज त धेरै जसो त मरुभूमि छ.
No grass, no trees.
न घाँस छ, न रुख छ.
Maybe a little bit.
Ali ali hola.
But it's mostly just sand.
तर धेरै जसो केवल बालुवा.
No rain.
पानी छैन.
But in that day, the rains will come. And the desert will be like a garden.
But
God is the chief gardener. He invented gardens. I've seen some very beautiful gardens. And man has brought in many different kinds of beautiful flowers. Different kinds of trees. And they take care of it. And they water it. You go there and it's so beautiful. All the colors. All the shapes and all the smells. But God made the first garden. Garden of Eden. It would be more beautiful than we could imagine. But when Christ comes, the whole world is going to become a garden. Chapter 51, verse
3.
He will make her wilderness like Eden. In the desert, like the garden of the Lord. I can't talk to you about a garden. I have to show you a garden.
मैले तपाईहरुलाई चाहिँ बगैंचाको बारेमा म पूरा गरेर नै भएन. तपाईहरुलाई बगैंचा देखाएर छोड्नु पर्यो.
One day Prem will see garden.
एक दिन प्रेम गुरुले
the first garden Prem will see will be the best garden.
प्रेम गुरुले देख्नु हुने पहिलो बगैंचा चाहिँ सबभन्दा राम्रो बगैंचा हुनेछ.
The land will have its rains.
भूमि ले त्यो वर्षाको सिचाइहरु
गर्छ. Rain is a blessing.
वर्षा आशिष हो.
God even gives rains to sinners.
परमेश्वरले वर्षा पापीहरुलाई पनि दिनुहुन्छ.
He even gives rain to idolaters.
मूर्ति पूजकहरुलाई पनि पानी दिनुहुन्छ.
They take that rain.
त्यो पानीलाई लिन्छन्.
God gives.
जुन परमेश्वरले दिनुहुन्छ.
They turn to the little god and say thank you.
अनि उनीहरु फर्केर त्यो सानो मूर्तिलाई भन्छ धन्यवाद.
Yeah, God still gives it.
तै पनि परमेश्वरले उनीहरुलाई
because he's very kind.
दिनुहुन्छ किनभने उहाँ ज्यादै दयालु हुनुहुन्छ.
If you have somebody that hates you, you don't help them much.
यदि कसैले तपाईलाई घृणा गर्छ भने तपाईले उसलाई धेरै सहायता गर्नुहुन्न.
God is so kind.
तर परमेश्वर यति दयालु हुनुहुन्छ.
And he will sit. But today the rains don't always come. Right now in some places in America they're having very bad drought. Rains are coming. And in that day the rains will always come. And they will not be the hard rain that washes everything away, they'll be the gentle rain. They will not be rains that will cause the floods and wash the houses away. Is that how all those big stones got here in a flood? No. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. 50, but that's not.
That's the problem there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, there will be the right rain and the right time and the gentle rain. There won't be any drought. There won't be any pollution. And so it will be like a garden. The curse will be lifted. Because of Adam's sin, God put a curse on the earth. And he said it will bring forth thorns. Genesis 3:17-19. But the second Adam will remove this curse. Because he took that curse upon himself on the cross. There won't be the disease to kill the crop. And the insects. They will grow perfectly. They will look beautiful. And then they will taste perfectly. God made these things. The fruit. The vegetable. The grains. God made them. And he made them with beautiful taste. And he gave man taste. And did you know that man, that you can taste thousands of different kinds of taste? That's a lot. But God made that. Today, we don't understand that. We know a little. And usually the fruit and everything is not very fresh. Especially in the city. Because they have to bring it from long distance. Maybe even from India. And so it's not perfectly ripe. They have to pick it when it's still green. And it never is perfect. And so you taste it and it's nice. But nothing like God made in the beginning. I think in the beginning, if Adam would eat a banana, what's your favorite fruit? So Jim, what's your favorite fruit? See, that's the kind of answer you get from him. He's never going to be precise. Okay, what's your favorite fruit? Okay. Somebody else, what's your favorite fruit? Apple. You don't like fruit. Never eat fruit.
Okay, mango.
Anybody like banana? How many of you like mango? Okay, so think about the Garden of Eden. And Adam goes and picks up. Picks a bite. You know, I think I know what would happen. His mouth would like explode with flavor. But not only that, his whole body would feel it. It would be so delicious. Yeah, I think God made it like that. But we don't know that. Because we live in sin. We still have blessing, but nothing like that. the curse will be lifted. The world will be like a garden. And that will happen when Christ comes. The weather system will be changed.
यो मौसम प्रणाली पूरे बदली गरिनेछ.
Jesus is the one that calmed the storm.
यीशु नै हुनुहुन्छ जसले भुरी बतासलाई शान्त गराउनुहुन्छ.
He's in control of the weather.
मौसम उहाँको नियन्त्रणमा छ.
And there will be no more of the, you don't know about any of these things. There will be no more hail.
कहिले पनि त्यहाँ असिना हुने छैन.
Floods, earthquakes.
बाढी अनि भूकम्पहरू हुने छैन.
The hurricane.
And Chupatula,
we don't know about hurricanes.
In
Florida, where I grew up, we had these powerful hurricanes coming off the
ocean.
And the wind thins. And the storm is 100 miles.
And it's
spinning.
Pulling
out the water out of the ocean.
And
as it goes across the ocean, it gets stronger and stronger.
And
the wind gets more fast. And the wind gets up to 100 miles an hour. And then it comes onto the land. And the houses are ripped away. There were terrible, frightful storms. When I was a boy, one of those came. I was staying with my grandparents. And the winds came. And the house was shaking. The wooden house. And we were very afraid. My grandmother was saying, "Don't be afraid, we can trust God." But it was fearful. And then suddenly, the wind stopped. Because in the middle of a hurricane is an open area.
किनभने त्यो हुरी बतास जुन घुमिरहेको छ त्यसको बीचमा चाहिँ एउटा खुल्ला ठाउँ हुन्छ.
There's no wind.
त्यसमा अलिकति पनि हावा चल्दैन.
So when the hurricane comes along,
त्यसले जब त्यो हुरी बतास हिँड्दै आइरहेको हुन्छ,
then the eye, it's called the eye of the storm, will pass by you.
त्यो आधीको आँखा भन्ने गर्छ त्यो बीचलाई, त्यो आधीको आँखा चाहिँ तपाईँ भएर जान्छ.
And it will be quiet, suddenly quiet.
त्यही बेला एक
The wind is blowing and the trees are being ripped up. Suddenly it's quiet. And then about 20 minutes, again it comes.
Because
the eye has passed by. But there won't be any of that. When I was a boy, I was in school. And the teachers came and said, we have to leave school. A tornado is coming. And they're even more terrible than hurricanes. You know, tornado? And the wind spins so fast it can rip the house. And the tornado came. It came in our neighborhood. It comes out of the storm. The wind is spinning. And it comes down to the ground. And then it travels along the ground. And after it came by, we looked where the houses were, and there's nothing.
त्यो बाटो भएर गएको त्यो हेरे मामले त्यो बाटो अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ केही पनि छैन.
मेरी वकिल
धेरैजना मारिए.
When we moved, one time we lived in Oklahoma.
एक समय हामी ओक्लाहोमामा बस्थ्यौँ.
And they have many tornadoes there.
त्यहाँ धेरै टोर्नेडोहरू लाग्थ्यो.
So it's central part of America.
अमेरिकाको केन्द्रीय भागमा पर्छ.
And there, every house has to have a tornado shelter.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ नियमले भन्छ हरेक घरको चाहिँ टोर्नेडो आउँदा लुक्ने ठाउँ हुनुपर्छ.
Our house had one.
अनि हाम्रो घरमा पनि त्यस्तो थियो.
And I went traveling to a meeting.
अनि म चाहिँ यात्रामा एउटा मिटिङमा गएको थिएँ.
Tornado came.
त्यहाँ टोर्नेडो आयो.
So Linda and went down into the Kathy went down into the shelter.
Linda and Kathy said, "Yeah, look at how much money."
And all the neighbors came over because they didn't have a shelter.
सबै छरछिमेकी घर पनि आएकी उनीहरु चाहिँ त्यस्तो लुकेर.
And they brought the dogs.
उनीहरुको कुकुरहरु पनि ल्याए.
They should leave the dogs at home.
कुकुरहरुलाई घरमै छोड्नु पर्थ्यो.
Just a small shelter.
किनभने त्यो लुकेर ठाउँ त सानो हुन्छ.
But they brought the dogs.
तर उनीहरुले कुकुरलाई पनि ल्याए.
They got in there and they closed the door.
उनीहरु भित्र पसे र उनीहरुले त्यो ढोका बन्द गरे.
The tornado came.
अनि त्यो टोर्नेडो आयो.
But not exactly to our house.
तर हाम्रै घरमा चाहिँ आएन.
But hundreds of houses were destroyed in another neighborhood.
तर अर्को छिमेकमा चाहिँ सयौं घरहरु नष्ट भए.
Destroyed.
पुरै नष्ट.
This world is full of trouble.
यो संसार पुरै समस्याले भरिएको छ.
But in that day God will calm all of the storm.
तर त्यो दिन चाहिँ परमेश्वरले सबै आँधीहरूलाई चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई शान्त गरे.
Jesus will say yes. Jesus will say peace to all the weather.
यीशुले भन्नुहुनेछ शान्त हो यो सब मौसमलाई.
And the weather will be perfect.
अनि त्यो बेलाको मौसम चाहिँ शुद्ध मौसम हुनेछ.
Right temperature.
ठिक खालको तापक्रम.
Kind of like pollen.
झन्डै झन्डै पालन जस्तो.
You go to the dry too hot.
तराईमा गयो भने बढ्ता गर्मी.
You go to the mountains too cold.
पहाडहरूमा गयो बढ्ता जाडो.
Pollen is just right.
पालन ठिकै छ अहिले लाग्यो.
Well, it's April. It's April. It's already getting hot. But the weather will be perfect.
तर सिद्ध हुनेछ त्यो मौसम.
All right. Time to eat.
अब खाने बेला भयो.